and welcome to the Stade Olympique de Lyon, where we've just seen a quite incredible game. Portugal 3, Hungary 3. That's the way it finished. Portugal had to come from behind 3 times, but they're through to the next round as a third place finisher. They'll be playing Croatia in the next round. Nathan, that was just unbelievable, wasn't it?
So,
How can you explain Portugal really did play so poorly? How can you explain it?
Just so dramatic, you know, and you know, fortunately we saw what we've been waiting for this whole tournament. Cristiano Ronaldo making the difference there at the end and really proving some of the statistics that I captured before the tournament wrong. You know, normally we don't come back from going to goal down. We did it 3 times in this match to get the dramatic 3-3 draw. Great finish from Ronaldo for his first. Classic header for his second. Great play from João Mario. Could have had more, but it could have been worse too. So now we're looking forward to facing Croatia and Linz.
Yeah, we'll have a look at some of the positives in a while. Not too many of them, but there are some. Okay, first of all, Nathan, I can't fail to mention that defence. All at sea, all game. I mean, in the first half, Hungary, they looked dangerous when they attacked. In the second half, even more so. At one stage, almost every attack created a goal-scoring opportunity, as well as scoring the 3 goals. They hit the post. How do you explain it? That's normally been the strength of Fernando Santos's Portugal side. The defence just looked very, very ragged today, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. And, you know, especially in the second half, we went a goal down. We came back. In the second half, we really put our foot down and tried to get some goals, and that really just gave Hungary the space they needed. They're an excellent counter-attacking team. You could argue, of course, that 2 of their finishes were fairly lucky with those deflections. At the end of the day, we didn't close down well after the free kicks. We gave them the time they needed on the ball, and they made us pay for it. And I think, again, just the way we had to come forward towards the end of the match just to catch up really gave them some good opportunities. Certainly not a hallmark defensive Fernando Santos performance in terms of the defense, but we got the job done.
Yeah, exactly. We got the job done. Okay, let's have a look. Just like a couple of the individuals before we finish up. Okay, it certainly wasn't everyone's favourite player coming into this tournament, but if there's been one big positive for Portugal at Euro 2016, it has to be Nani, surely.
Yeah, absolutely. Nani was great, especially in the first half. He did fade a little bit in the second half. I do agree with the change, bringing on Quaresma for him. But he was excellent in the first half, really got us going, brought us back into the match. Without that goal, yeah, I don't think we have the catalyst or the energy, the confidence to keep going. Yeah, but the man of the match officially is Ronaldo, but I actually think João Mario's performance for me from the center of midfield was absolutely sensational. Unbelievable performance from him.
Yeah, that's right. In the second half, he moved to the center and he was much more effective there. Absolutely. Renato Sanches, everyone's been calling for him to come on. Do you think he made a difference when he did in the second half?
Yeah, I think he did. Much more direct player, especially running with the ball at his feet. He enjoys the physicality, you can definitely tell. He had a couple of shaky touches there at times, but I think the way that he linked up with João Mario in particular when he first came on was just excellent. He's willing to get into forward positions. He's not always looking to make the easy pass either. He's willing to make the tough runs. Really just a great performance. I mean, I think just getting him in the match and getting him in that kind of experience in a dramatic game like this is only going to do him good for the future.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's our on the whistle report from Lyon. An absolutely dramatic day for Portugal. Of course, we all hope they'll be playing much better because in their next game they've got Croatia, and we've been perhaps the most impressive side at this tournament so far. So we've got a long trip north now to Linz. We'll be speaking to you from there. Thanks for tuning in.